Howdy, folks. Thank you for showing up. I had this idea a while back. Really, it wasn't completely my idea, but Tony Rice came to do a Grand Ole Opry show with Alison Krauss and Union Station and all of us one day, and we were fooling around in the dressing room and talking about, wouldn't it be cool to go out and do Manzanita, one of those great Tony Rice records that you don't really get. A lot of you all haven't heard Manzanita, I think. You know. Well, I'll go on. But I've known Tony Rice for 31 years, folks. And when we cut Manzanita, I was 23 years old. And I'm 25 now. No, actually, this record came out in 1979, first of January 1979. And it was the first of its kind. It was the first unbanjo record. And that shook a lot of folks up. I mean, it was, okay, what we really were thinking about was music minus one, okay? So banjo, it's a great record for banjo players to play along with because there's no banjo on the record. But it was also an introduction for a lot of people and to a new kind of music that was called jazz grass, a new acoustic music, whatever you wanted to call it. But it was a step in a direction that bluegrass music hadn't really gone before. And Tony had the foresight to come up with, you know, with the band that was on the record. And I remember at the time, the first day we started, Ricky Skaggs wasn't there. He was doing some record with Linda Ronstadt and Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris and Lightweights. And so he couldn't be there the first day. So Sam Bush played mandolin and fiddle on the first day. But this is one of those records that stands out, and I think everybody should hear it. It's a part of all our history that we'd like to show you a little bit about today. And I got some guys together. I made some phone calls. I called up Craig Ferguson first of all, who was nice enough to let us come do this. But first I called up Sam Bush, and he's going to come out here and. And the next call I made was to Dan Tominski, who plays with me in Alison Krauss's band.
Damn, he's got a big head.
And also Barry Bales, who plays bass in Alison Krauss and Union Station. And I asked Gabe Witcher, who plays with me out on the road, if he'd come out and play fiddle on this thing. And I only had one more guy to talk to, so I called up Tony, and Tony said, I don't talk on the telephone, I don't do email, I do this new thing on the phone called Tex, T-E-X. So Tony is here, and Tony's gonna come out and play with us.
And oh yeah, that's Jerry Douglas.
So we're gonna try to do Manzanita. We'll throw some other stuff in there too, but this is not a tribute, not a reunion, but this is a sort of a celebration of a record called Manzanita.
Oh, so. Well said.
We're not a tribute band, man.
No.
This is tribute to the band.
Yeah.